American hash brown. Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッドフォード 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
She was young, she was beautiful, she was alive, now she's a vegetable.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. Yeah, that's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a genre-jumping sound collage. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Buchert. And what we do here on a Plastic Sushi is to always start off with some Japanese music and then mix it up with jazz, funk, punk, metal, electronic, country, disco, ambient, as wide a variety of different musical styles as we can that match the theme du jour. And then we go mixing audio clips from movies and TV shows, sometimes documentaries and political speeches. Who knows where in between and on top of the music. And tonight, Friday the 13th of September 2024, we're celebrating not this holiday, well, not that Friday the 13th is a holiday, in fact, but we're celebrating all the fresh produce that's currently available in farmers markets, in regular grocery stores, and for some of us, our backyard gardens. Like, I know Chris Earl has a garden. He very kindly offered me some tomatoes from his. But I've also got one, and my problem this weekend is cleaning, packaging up, and distributing some to my neighbors. Yes, so this evening, our theme is called Vegetables, and it's going to have music all about or by bands named after vegetables. We started off the show with the Japanese band Shonen Knife and a song called Brown Mushrooms off of their Rock Animals album. You know, that main riff is basically Judas Priest's Living After Midnight. And, a couple of my audio clips from who knows where this evening are concerned the tragic case of Terry Schiavo, a young Florida woman who collapsed in 1990 she entered a brain-dead, persistent, vegetative state. And eventually, after 2 years, her husband wanted to take her off the machines and let her die. But there was a whole series of legal challenges from her parents and then government officials who got involved. And they prevented that until 2005 when she passed away. So, yes, a disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on this sound collage, this program, do not necessarily reflect those of WMFO, the Tufts University, Board of Trustees, or even this show's producer. That'd be me. Yeah, sometimes we play controversial clips and things that are maybe not always so comfortable to think about. But we're not just Tufts freeform community radio. We're also sometimes educational. So I'm glad my nephews, Dylan and Orion, seem to have a fun birthday. Thank you, Philip, for sending those videos. And I'll have to check them out. Yes, all 19.3 megs of them. I'm amazed they come through on the internet so cleanly like that in an email. In any case, in the next set, we're going to be hearing songs about vegetables by the Slackmates, by Joe Satriani, by the Beatles, and going back to a Coffee and Smokes Alex album, the Fort Worth Teen Scene, Volume 1, a band called Elite, with a song One Potato. And we're also going to be hearing a little skit there from the Jerky Boys. And we're going to start things off with, of course, another Japanese band. Oh, yeah, let me mention Backing Me Up is a another tune I'm grateful to Coffee and Smokes Alex for providing me with. Yes, this is the Tempests and Lemon Lime. All of our ambiance, the music that I play while I'm talking, or the other Y sounds, they're all going to be kind of orthogonally dealing with fruits this evening. Yes, so Lemon Lime. And yes, starting off our first main set is the Japanese female duo Chiba Mato. And this is a song called Artichoke. You're on WMFO in Medford. The Plastic Sushi Sound Collage. Vegetables. Artichokes. Potatoes. Onions. Tomatoes. More onions. And another potato.
Baby, everything you want. If I'd wanted to talk to a vegetable, I would have bought one at the market.
Hello, Sam.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Who is this?
It's Tony, a friend of Tony Simons.
Yeah.
He's telling me to call you. The tomatoes are no good. They went bad.
Simons?
Yes. The son of a bitch is telling me to buy a bushel of corn and the c***. I don't need this all the greatest catalabas.
Who is this?
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Nico.
Who?
Nico, from Nico's Deli. I'm a good friend of Tony Simons. He told me to call you right away. Sam?
Yeah?
What are you doing? The tomatoes, they're dried up, they don't look no good.
Which tomatoes?
Oh, God, I live on this, all of us. The tomatoes are about 7 by 7.5. It's Tony, Simos.
Yeah, bring it back here.
Well, so what is it with this Tony? What does he do? He says, hello, boys, don't play there, you're breaking the windows. Go play down there, black. Mother f***. Sam.
Who's this?
Sam, it's Nikos. What do you do? You're selling me the tomatoes. They look at them like that. They're dried up. So don't friend the Sonny's. Sonny Samos. So like me, if this cat out of us, outside of one of us. He's trying to sell me a corn in the c***. I don't know how to do this, a corn in the c***.
Are drying out and falling over, don't water them. That's a sign that the garlic's ready to harvest.
She was young, she was beautiful, she was alive, now she's a vegetable.
For more than a decade, Perry Schiavo has been on an artificial feeding tube following complications during treatment after a fall down
the legislative branch, the executive branch, ought to err on the side of life. Err on the side of life. Err on the side of life.
Today has been one of the deadliest days for the United States in Iraq. Iraqi civilian deaths from the U.S.-led invasion and occupation will no longer be counted, according to the Associated Press. According to medical professionals involved in the case, she is in a persistent vegetative state.
While research continues for better ways to detect and treat cancer, there's one very important step I would ask you to consider right now, and that is to take a good look at your diet. New studies show that fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods can reduce the risk of certain cancers, and they may even help with survival. And there's more good news. A plant-based diet isn't just good for beating cancer. It can help protect against diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. For a free brochure and plenty of delicious recipes, please visit us on the web at www.cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. This message is brought to you by the Cancer Project, a non-profit organization advancing cancer prevention and survival through nutrition, education, and research.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, where we are broadcasting on the 91.5 FM Hertzian waves, and also on the internet at WMFO.org. Our theme this evening is vegetables. Tracks all about vegetables, or by bands named after vegetables. We began that first main set of the evening with a Japanese band, of course, this Chibamato, a song called Artichoke from their Viva La Woman album. And then coming to us from Coffee and Smokes, Alex, host of the Desperate Hours, Elite with One Potato, from the Fort Worth Teen Scene, Volume 1, and then from the Beatles' White Album, we heard Glass Onion. And then a comedy bit. Well, actually a fake phone call. A crank phone call. That was the Jerky Boys. And a bit called Bad Tomatoes. And then we heard from the Slackmates in their very cool cover version of the classic Green Onions. And then just as we revisited Onions, we heard another song about the potato. The mystical potato head groove thing. It's performed by Joe Satriani. And then Anthony Hopkins with a public service announcement on cancer prevention. But you know what? We love public service messages so much here that I think it's worth mentioning. If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden, which is what I'm doing right now. And I'm still, well, actually, I'll tell you personally, the year, it started off pretty well. I was eating fresh onions and fiddleheads in May, and the radishes, they came up pretty quickly. And then I planted a whole bunch of tomatoes, and the carrots didn't go so well. The bunnies ate a lot of my kale and lettuce. And then things got kind of overgrown with weeds in a lot of the garden, and I didn't do too much to get rid of them. But I am considering, there's still time to go and plant radishes from seed, because they grow very quickly. It's warm out now. Still be for a couple of weeks, and in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding radishes, you can eat them. And you can eat the whole thing. The leaves, the tops, the bottoms, the stalks. And if you didn't already know it, Massachusetts law allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual, or 12 per household. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, but when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals that you don't want in your body. In your lungs, in any form. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts, community, and even sometimes educational radio. When I was growing up, my father and both my grandfathers grew vegetables. And 27 years ago, when I bought my house here in Somerville, I also started growing vegetables, tomatoes, and herbs like basil, parsley, and rosemary. And then I got on to onions, red, yellow, and white onions. They work very well in the spring, and then around July, they kind of fritz out, and sometimes they come back. And then I got arugula, and now that grows wild like a weed. Oh, yeah, let me mention that. I'm eating a lot of arugula, and also basil. I bought both some basil and six packs at the greenhouse, but I also grew some from seed. And that took a little bit longer, but it's doing extremely well. Let me tell you, the trick is to take it out of the direct sunlight early enough in the season and have it growing in a shady place. And then it stays that wonderful, or it turns into that wonderful deep green color. And when you water it, the essence that comes up out is just wonderful. So, yes. And then there's Mrs. Stefano's driveway oregano. So, yeah, I'm still eating plenty of fresh vegetables and herbs. Okay, so we are going to continue hearing a bunch of songs about vegetables. As well as tracks from The Magic Mushrooms and The Smashing Pumpkins. From Denki Groove, we're going to hear their very cool cover version of Popcorn, a big synthesizer hit from the 1960s. It was using the Moog synthesizer originally. And also, from David Grisman, Emery Gordy, and friends, Hot Corn, Cold Corn. And some Lead Belly. He's going to sing a song about green corn. And we're going to start off with Blind Blake and his Royal Victorians, a song from the Caribbean, some calypso. Here they are with Peas and Rice. Oh, yeah, backing me up right now is the Armenian Duduk player, Jivan Gasparian, and this has been Apricot Tree. But here's Blind Blake and his Royal Victorians. Yeah, Peas and Rice.
While they're cruising down to Nassau by the sea, and they all get drunk off gin and Bacardi. They will dance and sing all night till the island hears in sight. You could hear those natives singing merrily. Mammy don't want no peas, no rice, no coconut oil.
Coconut oil.
Mammy don't want no peas, no rice, no coconut oil.
Coconut oil.
Mammy don't want no peas, no rice. Mammy don't want no coconut oil. Just a bottle of brandy handy all the time. They came to Nassau for a rest. So they came to Nassau for a rest. So they came to Nassau just to get a rest. All they get was whiskey and champagne all the time. Last night and the night before. Last night and the night before. Last night and the night before.
How do I look so young? Quite simple. A complete vegetable diet, 12 hours sleep a night, and lots of makeup.
Joseph Stiglitz and Linda Vilnius determined that the war may cost up to $2 trillion.
Bring
The vanishing vegetable.
Upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. See Uncle Bill just a rarin' and a pitchin'. Yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Fare thee well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Up again. Old Aunt Peggy, won't you fill them up again? I ain't had a drink since I don't know when. Yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Fare thee well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Yonder come the preacher and the children are crying. Yonder come the preacher and the children are crying. The chickens all are running and the toenails are flying. Yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the demijohn. Fare thee well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Just kiss me. Okay, I'm gay.
Joe's calling. The world is turning round and round.
A zephyr breeze, a mushroom hangs above the ground.
Green corn, come along, Charlie. Green corn, come along, Charlie. Green corn.
despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage. And someone will say, what is lost can never be saved. Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage.
Evening on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. We are celebrating vegetables. We're playing you songs about vegetables or songs by bands named after vegetables. We kicked off that last set with some Caribbean music. Blind Blake and his Royal Victorians gave us Peas and Rice from the wonderful album Calypso, Vintage Songs from the Caribbean, that I found many years ago here in WMFO's World Music Collection. And as we speak right now, in fact, I am I'm ripping some more music from that World Collection. Here we've got something from a Morita, the African nation there, where Arab and African cultures meet, to be mixed into a future sound collage for you, perhaps. And then we heard a very cool cover version of the 1960s Moog classic. Performed Popcorn. Yes, that was Denki Groove from their album Vitamin. And then we heard from David Grisman, Emery Gordy, and a couple of other artists who get ellipsis here. Hot Corn, Cold Corn from the album Here Today. And then from the outstanding 4CD compilation, Nuggets, Original Artifacts from the First Psychedelic Era, the Magic Mushrooms performed It's a Happening. And then that early 20th century 12-string acoustic guitar player, Lead Belly, gave us Green Corn. And we concluded with the Smashing Pumpkins and the Bullet with Butterfly Wings. Meanwhile, right now, my ambiance, this instrumental, is going out to Savoir Faire, a fellow Tangerine Dream aficionado. And as I mentioned, all of my ambiance this evening is going to be instrumental songs about fruits in some way. This is Blue Mango Cafe by